Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I like that song. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and also a fan of that group, right? Van Halen?
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding.
That's not Van Halen, is it?
That's Aerosmith,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
That was their one big hit.
Yeah. Exactly right. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Websites, succeedinginyourbusiness.com?
Yep, that's still it. Yep.
There you go. And so we're talking about a number of things. One of the things we're talking about today is in this segment is if you're trying to raise money, if you're trying to raise investment for your small business, of course, the ultimate is the IPO. But that's way, way, way down the road. That's not
right.
You're actually not a small business anymore when you get to the point of an IPO. Mm-hmm. You're a de facto bigger business. Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, some people might be, but anyway. But that's a whole different thing. But there are plenty of small businesses that are real small businesses that at least think they want to raise some investment equity. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the landscape these days.
Okay, well, the landscape is changing, you know, because back in 2012, they passed an act called the Jobs Act, which opened up the securities laws just a little bit, not as much as some of us would like, but making it easier for startup companies to raise money from people they don't know. Let me just sort of say that from the beginning. If all you're doing is raising money from friends, family members, people you know, people who love you, the securities laws really don't come into play in a very big way. I do recommend you get some legal paperwork done. Don't ever do a big deal with anybody on a handshake.
But as long as you know them by name.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And you have an acquaintance or a relation of some way.
Right.
And it, does that include the neighbor of a first cousin's
son-in-law? Let's put it this way. There are limits. There are limits.
Yeah.
Once you start offering your pieces of your company to people you don't know, the securities laws come into play in a big way.
Even if somebody you know introduces you to somebody you don't know.
Precisely. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, the rules are pretty flexible. At the federal level, you can go up to $1 million, you know, without having to worry too much about legal paperwork here, mm-hmm. at least, you know, at the federal level. Now, some of the states, though, have very tight rules on this stuff. So, for example, in Texas, you cannot offer your securities to more than 5 people without filing paperwork with the state government down there.
State has, what's it, the Reg D? The Reg
well,
D
they call it, blue sky. The technical term is blue sky laws. If you're,
right,
if you're looking it up
laws.
Online, Google,
every state's different.
Right, everything's different. Every state is a little bit different.
They have their own quirky little things. I used to do this. Back in the 80s, I did this for... For years. I was one of the compliance officers. One of the things I did for this syndication company was compliance officer, Blue Sky compliance officer. So anyway,
I'm surprised you still have brain cells.
I know.
That is tedious. That is tedious work.
I used to teach attorneys how to read Reg D PPMs. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, exactly. But so this is it. So the rules have become up to $1 million. The rules are pretty flexible. Just watch the number of the people you're offering to, and watch out for where they live. You know, whenever mm-hmm. you find someone dealing, you find yourself dealing with a remote state.
Right.
Have someone take a quick look and find out what the limits are out there. That's all.
Typically, if you're going to raise $1 million, you need to do it in your state, don't you?
Correct. Pretty much. I mean, although you can bleed over a little bit.
But you got to know the rules over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
right.
But you got to know the rules, and someone has to explain them to you. Yeah. Now, over $1 million, things get a little bit more complicated. But frankly, if you're a startup, if you're just what I call a concept company, it's just an idea, maybe you're trying to prototype it or mm-hmm. get the money to patent it, you shouldn't be looking for more than $1 million, quite mm-hmm. frankly. You're going to have mm-hmm. a hard time getting that kind of money from anybody. Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about practicality, though, not legal.
Correct. This is strictly practicalities. If you're raising more than $250,000 from angel investors, like individual investors, you're not going to go very far, quite frankly. But let's say that you do. And let's say you got the one in a million idea that might actually work. You found the cure for cancer and you really want to get it out there. There are a couple of rules. Under one of the new rules, under the Jobs Act, you can advertise your offering of securities for over $1 million. You can actually do it in newspapers. You can do it on the radio. Someone could take out an ad on your show and do it. Now, that's what the law says, but there's one very, very big catch. If you do this, you have to make sure that everybody, every single person who buys into your company is what the SEC calls an accredited investor. An accredited investor. An accredited investor. Now,
not a sophisticated investor. That's one level.
Right.
This is a notch above the sophisticated. This is accredited.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
tell them what the classic example is.
Yeah, accredited investor is basically someone who does not need the protection of the securities laws.
Right.
Someone who is either, as you say, very sophisticated. So the chairman of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein,
there's a financial barrier. Rail, you got to get to, right?
Well, exactly right. Or either they're so filthy rich that they can afford to drop a few $100,000 on your worthless startup company.
What is it? $200,000 a year in taxable income for 3 years?
Exactly right. Or $1 million in net worth.
Net worth. Here's what's so silly.
Yeah.
Is those were the same numbers 35 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. They haven't
changed. Now, you know what $1 million means today, right? If you're a millionaire today, means you can get your hands on $2,000 cash at any time.
You're exactly right. Yeah, these numbers have not been adjusted for inflation.
They haven't been. Hey. So be careful, folks. These are some of the. We're just trying to explain to you that there's some things you got to watch out for when you're trying to raise money. Investment capital from the public is very dangerous. People are in jail right now, good people, because they didn't do what Cliff's telling you to do right the right way. Stay with us. 10 till. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.